Well, this morning we're joined by Tove Brandt with the Museum of Danish America. It's been a while since we visited with Tove and the folks up there at the museum in Elkhorn. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you this morning?
Great, thanks.
Cold like the rest of us.
Right.
That time of the year. You know, we change a lot of things after we get through the Christmas holiday season. We like to change the calendar, change our attitudes, change our approach to things. Changes at the museum, I suppose, too.
Yeah, there are on the inside and on the staffing side, and this is the time of year when we make a lot of plans for the new year and the upcoming seasons as well.
Yeah, some new faces there?
That's right. We have a couple new faces and some new job titles. Some of the new people joining us are a new genealogy center manager. Amanda Skellinger started in December, and so she's getting to know all of the services for family history research and translations and helping people learn about their Danish connections. So it's been great to welcome her. We just added another half-time staff, Shelley Larson from Harlan. She's joining our development team, helping us stay connected with our members and supporters all across the country. And so it's great to have her help. The other change is that the new director we thought was going to start ended up pulling out of the position just before we expected him in the beginning of January. So instead of having a new face to fill the job of executive director, the board has appointed me as the full-time executive director. And so I'm making that shift from being a curator to being the director. So that's plenty of new things for the new year.
Do we need to give you our condolences or our best wishes?
I'll take either. That's fine. Depends on the day, I suppose.
Well, you've been with the museum for a long time.
I have. I've been with the museum for 10 years, mostly as curator of exhibitions. But in the past year, I've also been serving as interim director. So that's been the best way to kind of learn the ropes, learn a lot about the parts of the museum that I had never really had a hand in before. And so so it's great to be able to just start right off and hit the ground running.
Yeah, well, and some new faces then, too, and some other positions. I know it's always important to kind of keep moving forward. You have a mission that you're trying to continue to move forward with, but isn't it kind of nice to get some fresh eyes on things, too, and get some new perspective?
It is. It brings kind of new energy for all of us. The chance to explain what we do and why we do it, even those of us who have been there 10 years or more, that chance to remind ourselves, you know, who we are, what we do, and why we do it, and why it's important. That's always a good process for all of us.
You bet. Well, I assume you're coming off a solid 2019.
Yes, we are. We had a really great year. Our biggest project, of course, was our new Nordic cuisine exhibition, and we have just sent that, loaded it up in the truck, and in about a week, it opens in Philadelphia and begins its national tour. So that next phase of that project is part of what's in our future now. We manage the logistics as it moves around from museum to museum. And then we get the fun part, too, of going to some of the opening events and helping to welcome it to new communities.
Very good. It's kind of be exciting, I guess, to kind of be able to debut some of those different exhibits.
It is. It's nice to be able to share things, share the stories that we work hard on figuring out how to tell these stories in a museum gallery, and then we can share those results with our peers. And because we're a national museum, too, it also helps us connect with our members and communities across the country. So, for example, we have some longstanding members on the East Coast who will themselves travel to Philadelphia for the opening day of New Nordic Cuisine. So it serves a lot of goals to, you know, to bring these projects to new communities, new faces to us, but also reconnecting with longstanding friends of the museum.
Sure. Well, and we understand why it's important that folks of Danish ancestry would love to be able to continue to learn more about what their ancestors, what their relatives perhaps have gone through. But why is it important to take that nationally? Why is it important to share that message with folks who maybe don't have any specific Danish blood in them?
Well, largely because we live in a country where so many cultures have contributed to the lives we lead today and the opportunities that we have. And so, New Nordic cuisine is a really good example of that. It's really a story about chefs and restaurants and cooks in the Nordic countries, including Denmark, trying to reconnect with what can be grown and harvested locally and seasonally. And those are trends that resonate with a lot of people in this country, a lot of people who might call themselves, foodies or farm-to-table specialists or, people who really love getting what's fresh at local farmers markets and supporting local agriculture and the diversity of local agriculture. Those themes are very universal, and the idea that by celebrating and supporting what we can grow locally, what we can harvest seasonally, those tie into a lot of movements around the world, and a lot of values that are seen in the Nordic region, but also throughout our society as well. So making those connections and in a way, reminding all of us that all of the connections that we can make between the United States and a relatively small country like Denmark, that's just two nations and their relations to each other. We live in a global community, and so all of those connections that can be made with cultures and peoples around the world, we provide one window to that. And in concert with peer institutions and other cultural groups representing other backgrounds, other places, that's the richness of the multicultural society that we have the privilege of living in today.
Yeah, we're not near as different as we sometimes think we might be, and we find that out every day. Well, Tove, tell us a little bit about what's coming up here. We're just a few weeks into 2020. What should we look for at the museum in 2020?
Coming up in 2020, our next big exhibit is actually one we're borrowing from Denmark. One of our peer institutions is the Immigration Museum in Denmark, and they've put together an exhibit just called Migrant, and it looks at people, kind of waves of people who have both left Denmark for other countries and also left their homelands for Denmark. But the common theme is they've all been motivated to look for work. These are economic migrants. So it's people from Denmark who came to the United States, from Denmark to Australia, from Denmark to Argentina, and then people who have come to Denmark from both Turkey and from Romania. These are just five examples of these kind of waves of migration. And it's a really interesting way to, again, as you said, look at some of the similarities, some of those common motivations, common experiences that people have had moving from one nation to another to find work, to find a better life for their families. And so we'll be hosting that. It will open by the end of February and will remain up through the full year. And, of course, we have a lot of examples of that kind of story in our collection because that's so much of the artifacts and the photographs and the archives that we maintain and preserve really illustrate that story of people leaving Denmark for the United States in search of a better life. So we'll be bringing some things out from our own collections to add to that study of economic migrants from all over the world.
Yeah, what's fun about those stories is every one of them might have a common theme, but the details are all different.
Exactly. Someone might decide to travel to a new country as a single adult, and they have no ties, and they have no one depending on them. And so they make certain choices because of that, and they might have a little more freedom or to take risks than someone who might travel with small children, with a spouse, and need to be be as stable and secure as soon as possible. And so, you know, all of those factors, you know, make an influence on the choices that we all make in our own lives.
Absolutely. Give them the details they need to know, the dates, times, all that kind of stuff. When can folks come up and visit the museum?
We are open 7 days a week, unless it's a really bad snow day. So do check our calendar, our Facebook page for those, you know, those weather-related closures. But we're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, on Saturday, 10 to 5, and on Sunday, noon to 5. So we've got a full calendar of exhibitions on three floors of our museum. We've got some special events coming up, such as Tivoli Fest and Memorial Day weekend and other things throughout the year. So keep an eye on our calendar on our website, danishmuseum.org. There's a lot of things going on, and there's always something new to see.
Absolutely. Well, and everybody appreciates the folks that come by on a daily basis. But if you folks would like to be a little bit more than just a daily visitor, would like to become a supporter, that's very easy and very cost-effective as well.
Absolutely. A household membership starts at $30, and that will be free admission for your household all year. You'll get a discount for any purchases in the store. You'll get our membership magazine three times a year. And so it's a really great way to make sure that you get all of the information that you want about our museum, and it's a great way to support the museum. Another way to keep tabs on us is to subscribe to our e-newsletter, which goes out monthly. There is no charge for that. You can sign up online or just send an email to the museum saying you want to be added to our e-newsletter. It's free. We just send it out, and that's another great way to know what's coming up in the month and season ahead.
Great. Another one of those treasures right here in our backyard. If you haven't been there in a while, swing on by. You'll be amazed at some of the stories that you'll be able to uncover. Tova, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on the opportunity that's been afforded to you there. I know you'll make the best of it.
Thank you very much, Jim. Great to catch up with you.